This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ronnie Gasson texted us something, and I had this written down. So, Tennessee quarterback, his name is Nico Imoleava. Imoleava. He didn't show up to spring practice for the Tennessee Volunteers today. He's a quarterback football player. He wants a new NIL deal. We have officially reached the point where college athletes, football players specifically, are holding out for contracts, for better contracts in a contract negotiation.
Did you think this wasn't going to happen?
Right. I mean, I like to be liked, right? Mm-hmm. But if someone said to me, you know what, Hawk, you have the right not to show up for your show. And if you do that for a few days, you're going to get double the money you get this year.
It's me and Solana.
Well, I'm going to disappoint Crowder and Solana and Jimmy and Len. And like, you know, I want to be part of the team. I love being part of the team, but I can maybe get double the money that I'm getting.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll make a little bit of a stink. Okay. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, And so we don't have that situation, obviously. Most businesses don't. Sports does. And college athletics right now just has so little in the way of a governing body to prevent that kind of stuff. Now, again, Jim Larrañaga said it a million times. Gino Toretta said it a million times. There's going to be parameters in place in a few years. But right now, if you can kind of be an a-hole, but it's going to get you a heck of a lot more money.
I read 2.3 million to 4.3 million. So he's trying to get $2 more million. Be upset. I'll take you guys to dinner when I get my deal. Right. It was guaranteed to happen. It's just the first name that it happened with.
Yep.
And the transfer portal opens next Wednesday.
Right.
So it is a very strategic place to do
you
this.
You want to play or you want to you want to see me go elsewhere?
And he can play.
The
quarterback from Tennessee can play, man.
Obviously, if he can command $4 million, he can obviously play.
Yes.
I was doing research because I read this and I said, oh, who does this guy think he is? Like, initially, my brain goes, oh, these entitled kids. And then I'm reading the ESPN article and I'm laughing. I'm like, oh, this guy's got Tennessee by the balls, brother.
Yeah, I mean, he does.
I mean, listen to this.
He does. He's
going to make around $2.4 million this year. But when he signed with Tennessee, it was an $8 million deal. An $8 million deal. So he's already made bread, and he's looking around. He's like, Carson Beck, that bum who can't stay off Snapchat, just had shoulder or elbow surgery. He's making $4 million.
About, that way about my quarterback. What the hell's going on? How'd that take a turn? Hey, Marchand and Carson Beck hater over here and Tua hater. What's going on with you?
Hey.
Are you Dan Stilio all of a sudden?
This guy threw for 2,700 yards, 19 touchdowns in his first year playing college football because he was redshirted. Crowder took him to 10 wins in the SEC. Oh,
monster.
My God. This guy, this time next week, he's going to be making $4 million. Trust me.
But this is what Hawk calls it, the free market. This is what the free market does. I'm not under contract for 5 years. Y'all are paying me year to year. I want more money. I need more money. The professional players do it. So now I'm getting millions of dollars a year. I can do it. It was just somebody to have the big enough balls to say, I'm better than Carson Beck. Carson's making 4.3. I want 4.3. And watch what happens over the next week. There's going to be other players that do the same thing because now the precedent has been set that you can sit out of college and get an extra $1 million.
Hey, Peyton Manning, better pull out the old checkbook, big-ass forehead. Let's go right now. I'm telling you.
Taking everybody out with them today.
I know. It's not going to be Peyton, but it's going to be some little rich dude in Tennessee that says we need to keep this guy. I'll pay him. It's called spot sponsorships is the name that I've heard, where there's these billionaires that don't want to just give a – but they'll say, I'll give this guy $2 million. And so they spot sponsor a certain player that they like.
It's like the adopt-a-child thing you see on some of those commercials, you know, and they say, oh, we're going to send you a picture of the kid you're supporting.
My brother, Minji Stu was a spot sponsor, but we only owed him 14 cents a month.
This all started with the Crowders and Minji Stu.
We were sponsoring 30 years ago.
Was it like Kurt Flood is the guy who's responsible for free agency or something like that? The Crowder family is responsible for NIL deals.
We NIL'd Minji Stu 31 years ago.
You're the first family of NIL deals. anything else, Solana?
Kane spring practice tomorrow. No Carson Beck, obviously. He's too busy on Snapchat.
What is going on here? What is happening? This is the Kane's flagship station. I'm not going to take that much longer. Okay. Yeah, get it out of your system.
All right. Yeah. All I'm going to tell you, Hawk, is Willie Simmons and Keon Jenkins. Just remember their names, all right? Just remember their names. That's all I'm telling you. Remember their names.
You'll have to give me more info because...
Who is that? I would love him. I think we'd be friends, Willie and
no idea. I don't know whether to be insulted or delighted. I don't know who he's talking
about. I guarantee Willie and Keyshawn would get along with me 100%.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.